Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Hello and welcome back. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and paulbars.com.au. Thank you so much for joining with me in this audio series and for downloading the special report, your 10-point website success checklist. We've made it right through. We're right here down to number 10. And this really is the culmination of everything we've done so far coming into play. I mean, think about it. Way back in the beginning, let's look at the example of that person who was on holidays in your local region, were looking for your product, your service, and they did the search through the search engine. They found in your search engine description, you told them what you were going to tell them and give to them on their website. It was perfect. So they clicked through your template design, your sales copy, your message, your navigation showed them very clearly that your purpose, your intentions aligned with theirs and their expectations in order to achieve something. You got in touch with them. You followed them up. The sale was made, not just actually the purchase of what it was they're looking for, but also from a follow-up point of view as well. And of course, even after they'd gone home, you still stayed in touch with them because there's a good chance they're coming back to your region once again one day. And it costs you absolutely nothing to follow them up by email and with that PDF newsletter. You're able to test, you're able to measure, you're able to track just how many people that this particular person was active and interactive. Matter of fact, while you're there, you did something so special for them. You thought that you'd make them famous, and you mentioned it on your blog, and you made them look fantastic in the eyes of their friends. And of course, the goose laid, the golden egg, and all of their friends came back to your website to have a look. And some of their friends just loved it so much that they did this thing, and they clicked like. I like that. And then 1,500 of their Facebook friends saw that they liked your business. And the goose laid another golden egg. Of course, others weren't so much involved with Facebook and they used something like Twitter. And they wrote their message and they tweeted it. And their 4,500 Twitter friends saw that they liked your business. And the goose laid another golden egg. Yes, this is Web 2.0 referral marketing. This is the new millennium. This is the new technology where no longer do we have to go out and spend gazillions of dollars on advertising to try and drag people into our business. What we now do is we take our business to the people and let them do the advertising for us. Enter Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Dig, Mix, dozens of other social networking sites, of which all of them, you too, have an account. Because in this new age of social networking, you understand the value of just how important it is to get interactive with your customers and give them what they want. And of course, one friend in the old days, you know the old story, oh, I didn't like that restaurant, they would tell 10 people. Well, nowadays, it can be 1,000 people, 2,000. Sometimes things go viral and it's hundreds of thousands, millions. Imagine what can happen for your business. Just if your one perfect customer were to walk in the door and tweet it out, and it was tweeted on from there on in, and literally tens of thousands of people came to your website to find out what was just so good about that experience. That is the value of Web 2.0 marketing, and the circle becomes complete. Because initially it was just one person who came to your website, perhaps through a search engine. They were looking to find you in amongst everybody. But now, potentially thousands of their friends are being brought to you because of one body. And that's why it's so important that we truly do look after our customers and follow the principal key success points that I've outlaid in this checklist. Because for every potential customer who comes back to you, the goose could lay another golden egg, which is another sale, which is another customer, and the whole process can begin over and over and over again. Because they'll come back to your website and go, wow, cool. Now, for some of them, your purpose will not be aligned with them, but you learnt early in the piece that it's not essential. You don't have to be everything to everybody. You're just looking for the perfect customer. And there's a lot more of them out there than you think who are looking for you, but more often are related to and who know your existing customers. And through 2.0, your existing customers can and will tell them. And they come back and the goose lays another golden egg. Think about this. This is brilliance in itself. All you need to do is make sure that it's been set up in your business. This is a one-time setup deal. This is not something where you need to understand fully how to make it work. It just needs to work. It needs to be there. Other people have invested the tens of thousands, the millions of dollars to make these technologies work. All you got to do is plug them in. I mean, do you really understand how to make that fantastic plasma or LCD television that's, you know, posting on your wall? Do you really understand exactly how it works with the new 3D technology? I don't. Now, if you're a techie, oh, yeah, I understand that. But you're one out of probably 20. But what I understand is that if I plug it in and turn it on, I get to see the picture that I want. It fulfills my expectations because I plugged it in and I've turned it on. And this is what you need to do with your customers. And what do you do with these new people that are coming in? Well, you start preparing them to get into the system. You ask them the questions. You use the right sales copy. You say, what would you like to know about? And guess what you do? Terrific. This is what we're going to give you. Subscribe here and this is what we'll give you. And the goose lays another golden egg. And that's it, folks. That's how simple it actually is. There's nothing more to it than that. So I invite you to go back over this 10-point success checklist if you haven't already. Take some notes and get those things actioned into your business. It's as simple as that. What is your purpose? What is your plan? Who is your ideal customer? Keep them in mind as you build and grow and develop and market your website, because when you find your ideal customer, they will then find more of them for you with today's new technologies. And so I think here at this point, it must be time for me to sign off, because listening to me will not get this done for you. You need to actually do it or call someone who can do it for you. If you live in my local area, please give me a buzz. Look me up at paulbars.com or all the W's dot paulbars.com.au. Thank you once again for listening to this audio series, for downloading this special report. And I look forward to being of service to you. I offer two different types of tools. One is there are rare occasions where I will do the work for you, others where I can help you to learn how to do the work yourself, or at least keep the people honest who are doing it for you. So you have a fantastic day. Look forward to hearing your success stories. You know, I'd like your feedback on this audio series on my blog. If you're listening to it there, go and jot down some posts. Thank you once again, and I'll talk to you again in the next series. Paul Bars signing off. Bye-bye.